4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. In studio today, we've got the Animal BKF star, Travis Thompson, sitting in with us.
I did want to see if you were going to be able to handle the question. You asked me a question about bringing speakers and all that.
Yeah.
And I responded to you.
Yeah.
Be smarter than a toolbox.
Okay.
And figure it out.
How to hook
you
up a speaker?
You have a radio system here.
Yeah. But that's in the back of the kitchen.
Never mind.
How are we going to hook it up from over there? The cables across the dining room, people are on a trip.
You see what I deal with?
Oh my God.
God, ask your question.
Invest in a Bluetooth.
Ask your question.
No, I'm just saying, you were talking about Chris Godwin, how he had 5 drops last week, and they've lost all confidence in him.
I didn't say they've lost confidence in him. The question was to Mike Evans, have you lost confidence? Which is a stupid question. I mean, it's ridiculous for 2 reasons. One, they're not going to lose confidence in one of the best receivers
exactly.
in the NFL. Second, if they did, do you think they're going to say it to a media person?
No.
Exactly.
Well, while we're on topic, I hope he gets his stability back with his hands. I don't want him to drop this hand-painted oil painting. It was a 40-plus-hour project, a 30-by-40 hand-drawn painting by my boy, Michael Vall, who did my custom pizza box in the corner up there, who is an amazing artist, muralist locally. He did the Weldon's mural at their center downtown. So hopefully Chris doesn't drop this painting because that would be 40 hours down the drain.
Wow.
And
40 hours.
But hey, Monday quarterbacking, I think he's going to be fine for next week.
I think he'll be fine.
And the painting is amazing.
I'm a little worried about playing this. Are you a football guy? Or?
I'm a bare-knuckle guy.
So it's bare-knuckle and bare-knuckle only.
Don't get me wrong. I like watching it, but doesn't affect me either way.
So what do you do when you're not training? I mean, you can only train.
Working.
Okay.
I work. I train.
And what do you do for work?
I actually, back home, I own my own landscape company.
Okay.
This past year is the first year I actually just am strictly doing that. What I used to do, I used to work construction, so I used to do all the pipelines, all the pipes in the ground, mm-hmm. your sewer, your water, all that stuff. I would put all that stuff in the ground, and then I would also run my own landscape company. Then I would also go to the gym and train. And then at some point in time, I'd have to be a husband and a father.
So Travis, let me ask you this. And I've been involved with Dave since number one,
yep.
since out in Wyoming. I love the sport. I love the athletes. I love everything about it. When do you think, and I remember asking this exact question to Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture and all them back in the early UFC days. When do you think bare knuckle can be at a point where you don't need a full-time job, where your full-time job will be training and you can make enough money to just train and just fight?
Yeah, that would be great to do, but there's a part of, see, I grew up with nothing at all. So I want to make sure that my kids always have. So even when that is the case where I could just do that, I'm still going to want to work because I actually do enjoy working also. And it's just extra money. Extra money could mean that I'm getting my kids something, or I could be providing for the township, for the kids in the neighborhood, you know, helping out. So, I mean, I just like to work, and it also helps me lose weight for fights, helps me keep a good head on my shoulders, so I don't think I'll ever quit work.
Has training been different training down here than if you were back home training?
Absolutely, because now I can go running outside and everything, obviously because of weather. But
Wait. Rocky ran in the snow and
bullshit.
The cold.
Yeah.
What bull stuff. Bull stuff.
Yeah. Bull stuff.
The animal's getting wild. Getting fired up.
See, that's the problem.
I'm sorry.
Calm, cool, collected until you start talking to me about fighting. Then I start losing my stuff.
Your stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Or your ship.
My ship.
I was
my
in the
ship
Navy.
Goes
so your
right
ship
out the window.
Right. Matter of fact, my ship was docked in Philadelphia for many, many years at the shipyards. So training is different because you can get out there and run. What about inside the gym? I would assume it would all be the same.
I mean, it is. But, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm training at Keith Thurman's gym. Okay, so I feel as though I have to prove myself every single day, whether I do or do not. That's just the mentality I have when I'm in the gym. So,
which is a dream.
It is a dream. It absolutely is. So here's the funny part. I go to St. Pete's gym. I don't know it's Keith Thurman's gym. I knock on the door. Keith Thurman opens the door for me. I go, dude, you're Keith Thurman. He's like, yeah, no shit.
No shit.
And no shit. And I was like, oh my God. That's,
one more, you're going to be Twitter blocked.
I know.
Thin ice, my friend.
Oh, Shep.
Great. So are you working out with him as well?
I do. I try to. Today I could not because he takes the Wednesdays off. Tomorrow I'll be.
Why do you allow that?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Don't you control the tone?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? And I hate asking hypotheticals, so we'll just go in the past. You know, as you're walking in into the squared circle, when you're walking into getting ready to be in a fist fight, are you thinking about the fight? Are you thinking about the opponent? Are you thinking about pizza, torta pizza later?
Well, now I'm thinking about torta pizza because tell you what, the last time I came here, I had that high protein pizza,
yeah.
Low carb. Oh my God, it's great. But to be honest with you, when I'm in there getting ready to fight, I don't think about anything. I just, it's a mindset. I get in there, I'm there to hurt you. So I always stare down my opponent, let him know what he's in for, see if he can handle it. And that's what I do.
David Morgan on whatever date it is, Friday before the big game on Sunday. What do you know about him? Do you not care about him?
Don't care. I do not care because here's the thing. I tell everybody this, okay? You could be an outstanding boxer. You can be outstanding MMA, whatever you are. You've never fought me. Okay. If you ever fought me before and you were able to do these things, then I would watch tape on you. You fought somebody that was nothing compared to what I'm going to put on you. I do nothing but apply pressure. And he wants to talk about how he's going to apply pressure. It just makes me laugh. You will not bully me. This is my squared circle. This is my sport. This isn't his. This is his first time. And he's pretty stupid to think that he could take me on.
I don't know if stupid was the word I was thinking, but, you know, to take a veteran on your first fight in anything, you know, whether it's bare knuckle or MMA or whatever, to me is kind of silly. But
to be honest with you, I don't think he had that mentality. I just put that in my head because my job is to seek and destroy.
Sure.
Okay. It's not, hey, yo, what's going on, buddy? You're a really good guy. I don't really care for that. I'm there to do one thing. I'm there to beat you up. I'm there to hurt you. This isn't, pity pat. I'm there to hurt you. I'm here to cut you up.
Are you a guy that after the fight is over, are you going to drink beers and celebrate and go out to dinner with your opponent? Or is it something that, you know, you build up this animosity in your head going up to it and you'll never communicate again?
It all depends on what goes on. I always build it up that I want to destroy this person. So, I mean, usually what happens as the fight goes on, you know, you just start to build some type of relationship with that person. I know it sounds stupid, but in 10 minutes, you know, you guys are either good friends or you're not. I mean, right. Almost all of my fights, I've been great friends with these people afterwards. I don't like that because I know down the road I might fight them again. So I don't like that. My last opponent, I took out pretty quickly, and he was trying to shake my hand and talk to me. I was just like, really didn't care to do it because I have a feeling you're going to open your mouth and want to do it again.
So I need some advice, some help from you, and I've asked numerous fighters this. So I was in a fist fight as a teenager.
And what did she do to you?
And, well, that's pretty
I knew
true.
That's where it's going to go.
Yeah, no, well, not quite, but yeah.
His sister Mary was a three ladies.
And, you know, all the time these fighters tell me that, you know, once the fight's over and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I got in a fight with my older brother as a teenager, and I still don't like him. How do you move on? Help me move on. I can't move on.
You know, you just keep your distance.
I do.
That's
6 feet.
Yeah, COVID.
That's the excuse.
Yeah, COVID help you.
He lives local, and I don't care.
He lives local, and I never see him.
I don't. I mean, that's a true story.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, I'd like to learn how you guys can do this. You know, and I've been with many of fighters where afterwards when we were in London, when Matt Hughes fought Carlos Newton, you know, they're all hanging out after. I'm like, how can you get in a fight with a guy and now hang out?
Because
like
it's a sport. It's a sport and it's actually a camaraderie. So that's why a lot of us do get along really well. And I have nothing against David Morgan. It's just I have to put it in my own head that he's coming into my sport and wanting to take me on. That's not smart. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that he gets put out and he gets put out quick.
I know you're in training now. It's what, we're 3.5 weeks away. Is it hard? Will it kick in harder as you get closer? Or where are you right now in training? I don't want to know about training. Just where are you in that process?
What do you think, Eon?
Okay, dead air is really not good.
No, well, he can talk to me.
He's got the wrong headphones in.
Where he is right now,
I believe mentally,
he's there.
He's there. Okay.
He's there.
Okay.
So it's just some things, you know, we're working on.
Repeat it.
You know, and,
this is a
so pretty much what we're doing is mentally and physically, I'm here already.
Sure.
We're going to progress. We're going to get a little more
technical
as we go towards this fight, and it's going to get a little more strenuous. I like to push myself to the limit. I mean, Keon's hitting my abs with weights, dumbbells, everything. I make sure that I put more pressure, hurt myself more than this guy can ever do to me. So that way, when it happens, it's already been done, and I kind of smirk when it happens.
Before you go get your pre-workout pizza, do you get the strap across your stomach like in Rocky? And if so, what does that do?
I do not do the strap, but I actually do. Let's see. Yesterday, we used a sledgehammer on my stomach. We've done the dumbbells are like 35 pounds. Yeah, kettlebell. Yeah, I mean, I hurt myself. The strap is just a slapping motion. What the hell is that going to do? I ain't going to do anything. I want something to hit me. I want something to hurt me. So that way,
sledgehammer would do it.
Yeah, it does it. Trust me, it does it.
All right, so let's do this. We're going to hit a break. Go ahead and grab some food. Go ahead and chill for a minute. We're going to get Chris Liebman on, and then we'll put
Chris
you on towards,
nice.
Towards the end of the show, if you're good with that.
Oh, ship, before we get to the break.
Ship.
I said ship.
He said ship.
Oh, ship. You know, we have quick fingers back there at the studio.
Oh, ship, before we hit the break, I want to say shout out to Craig Williams, who will be at the St. Pete boat show this weekend from Thursday
everywhere.
Through Sunday. There'll be all kinds of ships down there. Go see him at the Preferred Yacht Booth, booth 114 to 115. Tell Craig that the Naked Pizza Man sent you. And it will be a great time. So sorry for that. But I want to get the.
And anybody who buys a boat from Craig gets a free pizza.
Done. Deal.
All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
That is the Russian Hammer.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Artem Lobov of the BKFC.
It just the way that whole thing flows together.
The BKFC returning to Lakeland.
Yep.
For Super Bowl weekend, Tampa Bay.
We will have tickets to give away.
February 5th coming up.
We will have swag to give away.
Swag.
Once I confirm my table, we may have a pair of tickets to my table to give away.
Ooh.
Just, you know, until it's in my hands, I don't like to give a lot of things away.
Of course.
I need to make sure. But tickets were mailed yesterday. We'll know more details about when and where Paige Van Zandt will be on. We're thinking on Radio Row that Tuesday. But,
okay.
You know, not 100% sure exactly about the whole shindig of what, where, when, and how. So that's kind of the plan right now. We've just reached out to Chris Lieben. I think he's hitting it in the gym.
Chris Lieben, the crippler.
Formerly sponsored by Warrior Wear.
Okay.
Back in the day. My good buddy, Nate.
I miss the sponsors of the old day.
Oh, I do tremendously. All right, so you know I don't like to plug a lot of people. I don't follow a whole lot of people. But Ari Helwani did put something on Twitter.
Okay.
And it's an interesting question.
Okay.
I'm going with, and I'm going to tell you right up front, my answer is no. If the UFC and Dana White made a pay-per-view, $9.95, to watch the conference, watch Dana talking to Habib about returning to fight Conor McGregor, would you pay $9.95 to kind of be a fly on the wall and watch it?
No.
I wouldn't.
No. I mean, I would pay. No,
I may pay $9.95 to watch the fight.
I mean, the price of the fight is too high, if you ask me. I mean, I think they would sell a lot more fights if it was $20, $19.95, $25.
The problem is, it doesn't make sense to lower it to $29.95 because people are paying $59.95.
Yeah, but if you lower the price and you sell twice as many pay-per-views,
then you're getting the same amount of money. So why do it?
And everybody,
I disagree.
I disagree.
Just from a supply and demand kind of thing. I'm saying it should be lower, but I'm just saying if you're going to lower it in half and sell twice as many pay-per-views, why do it?
Well, because like the pay-per-view encourages like social gatherings.
Do you know why tickets, this is what I was told back in the day, and this could be wrong, but this is what I was told. Why do you think tickets at the UFC was more expensive than local shows, smaller companies?
To build a brand,
they just want
higher echelon,
right.
Upper echelon.
You know, and if you've watched Shark Tank, you know, they always talk about don't sell it so cheap. You want to charge big dollars. So, no, I'm going to disagree.
But
now,
what
if you can sell six times as many pay-per-views.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the way the pay-per-views were set up back when Tyson was fighting Holyfield and big events you looked up to, like Super Bowl, then there was big group events where it was – one person paid the pay-per-view, invited all the friends to the house, and you have 30, 40, 50 people enjoying that event. Now with COVID, you can't have that kind of social interaction at bars, nightclubs, like where they could do that. So if you lowered it to $19.95, every household in the world would pay on their demand and just hit buy, accept, and you might sell six times the number.
A, you don't know that.
But you don't know if you know until you try.
And I disagree.
How do you not know if you like something until you try it?
Well, that's true. And then you come here and you try it, and you know you don't like it.
What, the pizza? Well, it's just the people.
Well, you know, that could be true as well. So still interesting. Pat Miletich will be on next week. Not sure if he's going to talk about the situation, you know, because I said, why wait till next week? Let's come on now.
Right.
Because Pat was going to come on to talk about that documentary After the Cage. And then, you know, he broke the news that he was let go by LFA and why he was let go. But he didn't want, and I respect that. You know, sure. He's friends with them and it's a business. And he knew going in that this could happen.
Sure.
And he said he was willing to do and take that chance. So.
Wow. Yeah. I'm excited to see the documentary, though. I'm excited to see what these guys have to say about their career after the
cage.
Are
you excited to see the documentary on what happens to athletes after?
Yes.
Or are you excited about the documentary because of who the athletes are?
Both. I mean, I want to see
Matt. I think the story.
I want to see Matt Hughes.
I don't.
I mean, I saw him in Denver with you. I mean, I saw him in real life.
He's better.
But,
I mean, he is much better than last time I saw
him. But what most of the fans know is, I believe it was in St. Louis at the UFC fight, he walked to the cage unassisted after the train wreck. That's the last image that most of the fight fans have of Matt Hughes. That's the last thing they know about Matt Hughes. I would love to see him now talking about his life after the cage.
Here's the thing about Matt Hughes, and I've known Matt a long, long time. Okay, we've been friends a long, long time.
Is he your favorite, Matt? Other than me?
I don't know if he's my favorite, but I have him above you.
Well, everyone's above
you. So that goes without saying. So just like the reason Warren was going to come on today to talk about he doesn't need me to defend him,
right,
when some of this stuff went on social media. So when Colby Covington made the comment to Robbie Lawler about you should have learned from your good friend Matt Hughes and got off the track as the train was coming, it kind of bothered me, right? And I reached out to Matt instantly, and we kind of talked for a minute. And he's like, it was kind of funny, to be honest with you. You know, that's what he texted to me. I just wish that I could not care what people say about my friends as much as I don't care what people say about me.
It's true. Well, it's always that way. You always want to defend the people you feel like that either, A, can't defend themselves because of fear of losing their sponsors or saying the wrong thing politically correct, where you can take those chances because you work for yourself. You have the radio personality for 35 years. Like you,
and face.
You, well, yeah, you have a face for radio, yeah, for sure. You could be a BKFC guy.
You know what?
No offense, Travis.
I don't know if I want to change my letters because right now I'm a KFC guy.
You know, yeah, and, you are a KFC guy. The greatest three letters in the alphabet.
So where were you going?
No, but I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, Matt Hughes, I want to see what these guys are doing after life. You know, I mean, obviously the most typical is they own a gym, they train new up and coming fighters, but I want to see like the mental side of the competitive side of them. Do they still have that competitive edge? And if so, are they playing golf?
Well, of course
competitively?
They do. Pat just had that fight.
Well, I know Pat's still, he's a maniac, but you know, like Michael Jordan was so competitive, he turned to golf, which was such a hard sport. Right, every shot changes the game, the difficulty, the course. You know, some of these guys, I want to see their competitiveness now. They still have that fire, you know, like, because those guys were warriors, and I want to see if they still have the drive now and what they're like. Or are they broken? Are they beat? Are they just tired? Are they like my friend Terry and they struggle to even get up and walk?
I truly wish. I watched a show for 2 hours last night with my wife. It was who's the big chef, the former soccer player that got hurt, Ramsey.
Oh, chef. Oh,
yeah. Gordon Ramsay. You know that he was an up-and-coming superstar.
Really?
And he got hurt in Europe.
Okay.
And then he went the route of a chef. So this was a two-hour show with him and his two best friends that traveled around. Really, it resembled Dana, you know, Dana with Dean and Matt Serra.
Sure.
I wish somebody would have been smart enough to travel around with a camera with Pat Miletich.
Yeah.
Because I was with Pat at a certain, you know, a couple of these things. Scientology in Sacramento was the funniest thing I've ever been around in my life. But you don't think of that at the time. It's just everyday life,
right,
you know, for Pat and for a lot of these knuckleheads, lunatics.
he can still hear you.
No, he's from Philadelphia. Now that I know he's from Philadelphia, he's heard these things before. You know, it takes a special kind of person.
You said his left hand doesn't work real well? What is that? I'm just trying to get you beat up by the animal.
It takes a very special kind of person to fight for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to be able to turn it on and, you know, turn it on and turn it off. They do it at NFL, NBA, all that stuff. But it's a little different blocking, running, tackling, shooting, and getting punched in the face or punching someone in the face.
Well, and traditionally, the more barbaric the sport, the the more humble the human. And with that being said, the Tampa Bay Lightning kick off their season to defend the Lord Stanley Cup starting tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning are back in action. So,
where's that game at?
I think it's here, right? It's Amalie.
Well, there's no fans, so.
Or is it back in the bubble?
Well, no, it's not in the bubble, but they're not allowing fans at Amalie.
I would assume it's going to be a home, right? If you win the Stanley Cup, they come to you.
Not necessarily.
That's what they should. That should be automatic.
It might be, but that's not necessarily. So the Tampa Bay Raptors and the Tampa Bay Lightning are both playing at the arena with no fans. But you had all those questions, you know, all those things, you know, regarding Matt, regarding Jason Fish, or, you know, Jason Reinhardt, all of them. After the cage, the director, Luca, say his name. Exactly. We'll be on with us when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Payne's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Payne's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
fight that.
The original Street Fighter, Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, and I remember him back
fight
in the
bare knuckle in the backyard.
Right, so Travis is going to come back after the next break.
Okay.
After the next break, he's finishing up some pizza. You know, we've talked a little bit about Pat Miletich. We talked a little bit about After the Cage and the big event that's coming up in March. I'll be headed up to it. We're going to do a special Friday show, a lot of cool stuff about it. But I don't know a whole lot about After the Cage, the documentary itself.
Sure.
So let's go to the guy who knows everything about it. And that would be, go ahead, Luca.
You've been here, sir. How are we?
What's up, Luca? Welcome to the show.
He saved you by jumping in. Luca, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, gentlemen. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, so let's get right into it. Documentary, it'll be the premiere will be March 13th up in some, what's the name of that city up there in Michigan?
The name is Saginaw, Michigan. It's about an hour and a half north of Detroit, but Saginaw is one of those towns that's sort of centrally located, so it ends up being a town that a lot of people come from.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Tell me a little bit about After the Cage and how you picked the athletes that you did to be in this documentary.
So that's a wonderful question. I think the athletes, as far as who I picked, I mean, it's just the names that I sort of grew up with and were around. Dan Severn, it sort of started when the UFC was in its infancy. And I remember going from my dad's house back in the old days when they had the VHS cassettes. And you know, sometimes they all looked the same. So you'd end up watching the same one two or three times in a row because I couldn't tell the difference between the first three, right?
Right.
And, you know, and since then, watching, of course, Pat Miletich and, of course, his stablemates and the people he trained, Matt Hughes and his story. And I wanted to also incorporate the current fighters like Miranda Maverick and Brooke Mayo and Alicia Zapatella and Jay Fish, who's a local guy who's fighting bare knuckle now, and basically show what they're doing. But the story is very similar, believe it or not, to another film I'm doing on ballerinas and, like, ballet dancers right now. And it's similar in a way that... you know, careers usually end around age 38, and not everybody knows how to give up the limelight, and not everybody wants to teach. And then the question is, well, where does everybody go?
And that's a very interesting question. And you know, people ask that all the time. And, you know, fans, they see a fighter, they see him in a cage, they see him in an octagon, they see him whatever, and then they just kind of retire, move on, and they never know what happens. Are they running a gym? Are they doing okay? The athletes that fall on hard times, and I know that there's a couple of them in this documentary, went on hard times, had some drug abuse, but are coming out on the other side. And I think that's all interesting, you know, stories that I want to know, and I know the fans want to know.
Well, and that's the beauty of it. I think every single person in this film has a different story, everything from where they grew up at, where they currently train. There's some similarities, of course. Like, I went to Miranda Maverick's family ranch. And that's out in Missouri. And out there, they live on a 750-acre ranch. And so she's literally around cows all day, and she's very close with her family. And it's a wrestling event that she sort of grew up around. And so Dan Severn certainly has that country, you know, background, as does Matt Hughes. But then you have, you know, Alicia Zapatella or Brooke Mayo that's up near the Sacramento area that basically is training in a place like, you know, near San Francisco and whatnot, where you're near a big city. So everybody's got a bit of an interesting story. They're in different stages of their career. Pat, of course, the beauty of what he was doing is he was running a gym while he was still fighting. And so I think it was much easier for him to transition, and then came, you know, broadcasting up until this unfortunate event that we heard about yesterday that you guys touched on a little bit earlier.
Right. Well, in his broadcasting career, and, you know, I helped him start the Conspiracy Farm, and, you know, he's still going to be doing other things. And, you know, Pat, you know, like he said, you know, in his, you know, his post and when we spoke, he knew what he was doing when he did it. So it's not like a lot of things were surprised. It's upsetting that it happened, and I know that he hasn't talked much about it, but I'm not sure I've ever met a nicer person. There's people as nice, but I'm not sure I've met anybody nicer than Pat Miletich.
Oh, he is absolutely, I mean, just genuine. When I met him at the fight, when he was going against Michael Nunn, I mean, that was the first time that we had met in person, and he just allowed me to go backstage and basically film him throughout as people were walking in, and of course, Matt showed up, and Tim Sylvia, and a couple other people that had been around the fight game for years. The next day, he invited me actually to come and do a podcast of the Conspiracy Farm with him. Part of the reason is because my background, I actually was born in communist Poland before my family immigrated to the United States. And so we talk about a lot of things from basically everything from World War II and some of the similarities with socialism. And in addition to that, I go to Cuba. I've been to Cuba now about three times. And I go on these humanitarian missions where I essentially go down there and take shoes and supplies and other sorts of things. So we talk about current things and the states of things.
This is going to be the premiere is coming up on March 13th. We'll talk surgeon. About the meet and greet and everything that's involved in that. But before we do, will there be something after this? Will there be six or eight more athletes that you'll follow and do something similar?
That's a very good question. I mean, I'm certainly right now I'm supposed to be going to Europe. I spent roughly 8 to 9 months out of every year in Portugal. I've done that for the last 3 years or so before this COVID thing hit. But this is a story I think that you could tell with probably football players. You could tell it with anybody that's been in any sort of very physically demanding sport. And you could probably even tell it with baseball players, right? But I think that the more physically demanding, the more that the natural cutoff comes at around the late 30s. I mean, you don't have gymnasts that are in their 30s that are necessarily winning, Olympics and whatnot, right?
No, absolutely. You know, and your guy, Matt's mentor, Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, you know, the same thing, you know, with the WWE, WWF, all those wrestlers who can continue performing but still have the same struggles and stories afterwards as well.
Oh, absolutely. And Hulk was, I think, wonderful. Terry Bollea, if you're speaking about him, I think he's been wonderful on being able to transition into different things. I mean, he knows that he is a marketable name. So even after he stepped out of wrestling, which I think he may not ever get it out of his blood, I mean, he just opened up a restaurant in Clearwater as well, right, in addition to his shop.
Hogan's Hangout.
Yeah, just about yesterday. So, Luca, tell us about the meet and greet.
So the meet and greet, what I want to do, and I want to make this as nice of a premiere as possible for both the people that are involved in the film and, of course, people coming to it, they're $100 tickets, and basically what everybody gets for that is you get to see the premiere of the film, which usually just the premiere itself would be around $25 if people are just coming there. That includes free popcorn, drinks, a raffle, which we will have up to 10 different prizes, and some of them are pretty nice prizes. One of the things that are going to be up for grabs is going to be, for example, one of the Dan Severn's wrestling partners that he had, one of the dummies, the stuffed dummies he's had.
Right.
So he's had three of them in literally 20 years, and one of them has got a broken neck, and it's in the film, and like that's one of the things that are going to be raffled off. So that's like one of a kind. It's like getting John L. Sullivan's punching bag or something, right?
That's cool.
But in addition to that, there'll be a meet and greet. Every single person will get an 8x10 photo as they go through, so they will at the very least get to meet every single person there and get an autographed photo when they leave.
After the premiere, which again is March 13th, 4 p.m., will it be then, you know, on some big screens? Will you be able to get it on the internet? How will people be able to see it after the 13th?
So that's a great question. There's something called right now in the film industry an aggregator, and basically the way that works is I don't go directly to Netflix or Hulu or Vudu. They're the middleman. And so what you do is you submit your film, and then they go through and they market it to all these different things. I'm trying to get away from Amazon as much as possible just because I've had two films with our current cancel culture that have been banned from Amazon. And this was after being on for a year because people today, it seems like they can't differentiate things they don't like with what is truthful. Oh, go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say in the long run, that may even be a good thing because now more people might be interested and intrigued on your film that got banned for no reason.
I mean, it helps when you can get the message out that it got banned, but it makes me look at Amazon and be like, you know what? I just don't want to support you guys. I don't care if I have to pay more and go to Barnes & Noble and order a book or do something else. It gets to a point where it's like we've empowered a lot of these companies and the current level of cancel culture. I mean, to give you an idea, I did the first film on addiction in Saginaw. It was called Sagan Addict. And people would come up to me and they'd say, well, we don't like this movie. And I'd say, well, why? And they go, well, we don't like drugs. And I'm like, well, I don't like drugs, but that doesn't mean that this is not truthfully being out there. And the thing that hit people on that film is the last 10 minutes was somebody actually taking out heroin and shooting it up, like cooking it up and shooting it into their necks, right?
Wow.
Now, I'm happy to say that same person, 2.5 years later, I ran into him on the streets in Saginaw, and he told me one of the reasons that he got clean was thanks to him participating in that movie because he was no longer able to lie to family or anybody else. But otherwise, he had been a heroin addict for over 30 years.
It's ironic that that's what we're talking about is Travis Thompson was here from Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. My uncle ran a drug rehab center in Kensington, which I'm sure you're aware. Kensington is the heroin capital of the world. And when I took my little brother to Rocky Balboa's apartment before a UFC 2 years ago, we watched two people on the stump of his apartment shooting up. So,
oh,
It is absolutely crazy. Well, we are looking forward to being involved. We're looking forward to having a different athlete from your documentary on each and every week leading up to March. I know we're going to do a lot of cool things, and I'm looking forward to coming up and broadcasting and helping and being involved.
Well, I appreciate that. And just as a quick note, and I haven't made this public yet, so you're going to be the first one to hear it. In addition to the meet and greet, I'm going to have a select few number of tickets that are going to be available if people want to go and join us for dinner afterwards. So not only do people have the opportunity of meeting every single person and getting an autographed photo, but they'll be able to actually go and join them for a meal afterwards.
I've seen Pat eat. Be careful what you wish for. Good stuff. Luca, thank you very much for your time. We're going to have you on again. We're going to talk about running some spots for you, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it so much. Have a great rest of the show.
And you as well. We're going to talk more about that.
That's the best $100 you can spend.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, more from Travis. We'll find out how badly he did not like the pizza that he just had for pizza. Coming to you live. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Travis sitting back down with us. So how was the pizza?
Pizza's great. I love the pizza. They only let me have a piece or two because I got to watch my weight.
How far out do you really need to start watching weight? Not working on getting in shape and all that kind of stuff, but watching weight.
I want to do it slowly. So I'm going to do like 45 days out. I want to watch what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. But I cut back little by little. So it was okay for me to have some pizza today. Now, I didn't have Matt's pizza.
You'll pay for it later.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta work out harder.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, typically what I do then, as we progress and we're getting closer towards a fight, I'll start taking out a lot more carbs. So I have any carbs I'm going to have throughout the day is going to be in the morning for breakfast. And then from there on out, you just minimize your carbs. More protein, so as you help your body out, recover.
How much would you need to lose fight week?
I try to limit it to only about 5 pounds. I usually start camp about 20 to 25 pounds over. So the last week's 5 pounds.
Well, start camp. How long's camp?
Well, for this fight, it was about 45 days.
Okay.
Which is great.
I've never understood why athletes, and maybe you can knock some sense into me. Well, maybe you can't. Well, you can, but maybe I'd rather not want you to. I don't understand why athletes wait, and they wait till Thursday night to drop 36 pounds. We had Johnny Hendricks on once, and he said, "I'm 32 pounds over." It was Wednesday. Weigh-in was 2 days later.
I do not get that. I mean, I've been losing weight since I was 14, 15 years old.
That's funny. I've been gaining weight since then.
He collected it all.
Yeah, so when I lose it, you just pick it up. That's cool. I appreciate that.
It's just blown my mind that they wait until the last minute to get started.
Because a lot of people that I've seen, they like to just go hit up the saunas to lose 10 pounds, draining your body of all the water that you have in your system, which is not healthy. I mean, I don't like doing that at all. I like to slowly lose my weight. Have I had times where I had to lose 6, 10, 15 pounds? Yes. But it's not the way I like to do it. You're weak when you do that. Then you have to replenish electrolytes, everything else.
And what's crazy about the sauna is the sauna doesn't actually lose the weight. Right? You lose the water weight while you're sweating. But as soon as you rehydrate with water, you gain the weight right back. Right.
Yeah.
So all the sauna really does is it raises your core body temperature, which becomes thermogenic to help you burn more calories. But the sauna doesn't do anything except for, unless you dehydrate completely, step on scale. But as soon as they get out of the sauna, they start drinking water. They weigh the same. Yeah. So they just wasted 3 hours in a sauna doing, the treadmill or whatever, the exercise bike in the sauna with the sauna suit on.
Well, that's what they usually do. What they usually do is they try to do the sauna at the very last minute. So, okay, I got 3 hours before I got to step on the scale. I'll go work out at the sauna for 2 or 3 hours, totally dry out. And then go step on the scale, they just lost, 8, 9 pounds.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. You're putting the water right back in your system. But all those electrolytes and everything else that you sweat out, you're not going to get that back right away. And I'm not going to do that to my body anymore.
Right.
I've done that in the past. I've had negative effects because of that. So I don't want to do that again. I'm not going to mess up my fight because I don't lose the weight properly.
3.5 weeks out. What is the feeling for you right now? Is it like summer vacation is in 3.5 weeks? I'm going back to school in 3.5 weeks. What's the feeling as you count those days down?
To be honest with you, I just want this over with. I wish it was tomorrow. I want this over with. I want to.
You want the training portion over? Or you just
no, I love the fight? I love the training. I absolutely love the training. I want to get to the fight.
There's that mental health stuff coming back from Philadelphia.
I want to get to the fight. I want to let everyone know who I am. Everyone just sees me as someone that I guess that they can beat. And that's not the case. I'm going to show my abilities in that ring, the squared circle. I'm going to destroy this
Johnny
guy.
Bedford will be on you if we don't say
please.
It right.
Yo, Johnny Bedford ain't going to be on shit.
Ship.
He ain't gonna be on ship. He's got his own fight coming up.
So after UFC, I think it's 236 in Atlanta, I drove Henry Cejudo to the airport. And he
kidnapped the guy.
I didn't kidnap him.
I gave him a ride out here. Right.
I had an Uber sign.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
Yeah,
right. What's the smell like?
So I kidnapped Henry Cejudo, and I was driving him to the airport, and he told me that he wears a heart rate monitor when he sleeps. And they train, they base their programming based on how he recovers. So the UFC, the Performance Institute, they have it down to an exact science. Yep. Nutrition, Lockhart and Lee doing most of the nutrition for the guys. Where is the BKFC in that regard? Are you doing everything on your own in your own camp, or is there advice and help from outside?
I'm sure you could get it. I've just been losing weight since I was so young. I have my own way of doing it. So I really don't look for other people to help me out with stuff. I've been doing it, like I said, 14 years old. So I've been doing it for almost 23 years. So I know what I'm doing.
Such a long time.
Yeah.
What do you do to relax? All right. So you're done. You're going to go back. You'll do another training session. You'll get back to wherever you're staying. Do you watch TV to relax?
Do you listen to music? I like to watch TV. And then my buddy Aaron's got me reading a book also, The Four Agreements, which if my wife were listening to this right now, she'd be going crazy because I don't read books. I do not like doing that. I like to work. That's what I do. But Aaron's getting me to calm down. We're going to start doing some meditation, stuff like that, to try to relax. That's key. So that way, when fight time does come, we're relaxed. We're in there to do our job, get out of there, not get cut up. We're going to look pretty afterwards.
I'm going to let you ask questions. I'm going to trademark animal landscaping. And then we're going to start a little side gig
there you go.
In between working out. Then we can go work.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's
lose more weight, too.
There you go. So Super Bowl week, it's arguably, and again, this year will be so different than any for obvious reasons, but typically Super Bowl week is the biggest spectacle in the world.
Yep.
The media that's in town, the celebrities that are in town, the fans that are in town, always looking for other things to do.
Right.
The thing that, and this is going to sound crazy because my first thought was it's in Lakeland, you know, everything's in Tampa. I think people are going to like this. No,
yes.
It's not far away, but I think people want to get away from,
yep.
It's going to be a zoo. Last time the Super Bowl was in Tampa, it took us 3.5 hours to get from Ybor to downtown Tampa.
I believe it. But like I said before, that's actually why we put it in Lakeland, or the Super Bowl is in Tampa, because they didn't want to be around Bare Knuckle because they know it's going to be huge, and they want to take it to Tampa so they have room.
Smart idea. Before we run out of time, one thing that I always like to do, and I've stopped doing it because the UFC has stopped doing it, so you don't think about it, is talk about, you know, your sponsors. Talk about the people that kind of make, you know, what you do and what you're trying to do a little bit easier.
Yeah. So in the past, I mean, I had 20 plus boxing bouts, professional boxing bouts. I did all my own supplements. I bought my own stuff. I never had any sponsorships. Did MMA. Bought my own stuff. Finally, when I got into Bare Knuckle, I'm tired of spending my own money.
Sure.
And it gets to be too much. You know, working, then having a landscape company, being a parent, all that stuff. I had to have some help. And it's been great this time around. Like I said before, Kevin Smith, Smith Brothers, they hooked me up. They're helping me out a lot. Aaron Kling Law. He is letting me stay in his place, and he's helping me work on myself while I'm here, so that way we can get our job done. We're going to be successful. We're going to get this W. There's a lot of people. I've been working out with my man Keon over at St. Pete's Gym, where Keith Thurman's out of, which is awesome. All my sponsors, I got Harpoon Records and Mr. Z-Note. They're out of Philadelphia. So Mr. Z-Note's a rapper out of Philadelphia. They're hooking me up with some sponsorship money. They came in big to help out with a lot of the expenses. Then I have a couple of people local. I have Araya Public Adjusting, LLC out of Tampa. And also, who else is that? Omni Gentlemen's Club in St. Petersburg. They're helping me out also. I just have a lot of people that are helping me out this time around, and it's great. I'm excited. My team, we're not going to be touched. We're going to go through you, Dave. Dave Morgan's listening, I'm sure. And you're done, dude. I hope you enjoy your 5 minutes of fame.
There you go. Looking forward to it. We're still 3.5 weeks out, so we'll have you back on. But for being a guest, again, more swag from 8 Man Strong.
That's awesome.
So we'll get you stuff.
Nice.
We'll get your camps and
I get
stuff.
More pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Oh, man, Matt, the
yeah,
best
yeah.
pizza. You know, if you guys want a pizza, come over.
I'll be your pizza sponsor.
My man.
All the time.
Yeah.
There you go. Easy enough. All right. Last couple minutes. Big game on Sunday. The Bucks, the Saints in New Orleans. Third time. Is it a strikeout or are they going to get a base hit?
I think history would say never bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. And he doesn't lose three times in the same season to the same team. He knows the defense. He knows the schemes.
Hold on a second. I like how you just pull stuff randomly out of the air.
What are you talking about?
Has Tom Brady ever played the same team three times in a season?
I don't know. But he's not going to lose to the Saints the third time. Like, you're asking for facts? I don't need facts.
The only way that could be possible is if Buffalo got in the playoffs, which they haven't. This is the first time they've been in the playoffs in about 35 years.
Three and a half years,
yeah.
I think.
I think it's 25 years, to be honest. I was trying to be smart, and and a half came out, and obviously it was much further than that. The Dolphins, which we know that hasn't happened.
Right.
And the Jets. I'm not sure the Jets will sniff the playoffs anytime soon, and they haven't since Joe Namath predicted they were going to win the Super Bowl. So I don't think they've ever played the same team three times, but good analogy.
Thank you.
That's close.
And I know I hate to leave the show on a downer note.
Oh, but please, just leave the show.
But I have to get this in.
We got this. Don't worry about that. We got this.
I got this in. The Gracie family, Tampa, had a huge loss this week. I don't know if you've heard on the news, but Corporal Brian Levine was a 30-plus year veteran of the force. He was 2 days from retirement. One day from retirement.
Wow.
He is a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under the Gracie family. So a lot of our local family brothers and sisters in the Jiu-Jitsu community. Our friend Chad Cronister, who has arguably the best liner of all of our liners.
That's true.
We lost a huge figure in our community, a police colonel who actually corporal who actually trained the new officers coming up at the forces, his daughter on the force, and it was a senseless loss of life. And so our hearts go out to all of our community that are grieving.
Luckily, thank you for saying that. Luckily, we're out of time because I would respond, and this could
you
be my
get
last
black,
show.
You could get blacklisted off of.
Not only would I get thrown off Twitter and Facebook, I would probably be my last show on
the
FCC.
The ship would
radio.
Hit the fan.
It
definitely would. I made some comments. You know, Danny Alvarez, my attorney, has been the spokesman for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, and it's ridiculous. It was senseless. And never mind, I better stop.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to lose my show.
But Knockout Radio is with you and your families. And
Travis, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me.
We will be back next Wednesday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.